While the Iran conflict continues to push Brent crude prices above $110 per barrel and fuel costs higher at pumps from Lagos to Nairobi, a quiet but powerful counterforce is gaining momentum across Africa: solar and clean energy. The current oil shock, one that Africa did not cause, is exposing the high cost of heavy reliance on imported refined petroleum and diesel generators. At the same time, it is making the economic case for renewables stronger than ever. The pain of dependence. Diesel and petrol prices have climbed sharply in March 2026. In Nigeria, Dangote Refinery has adjusted ex-depot prices multiple times, with retail prices in some areas reaching 1,300 naira, 1,450 per litre. Businesses running generators, Matatu and Boda operators in Kenya, and market traders across the continent are feeling the direct hit on daily costs. For many small and medium enterprises, diesel generators already account for a large portion of operating expenses. When global crude spikes, those costs rise even faster, feeding into higher transport fares, food prices, and inflation. This is not sustainable. Africa cannot keep absorbing repeated external energy shocks while exporting raw crude and importing expensive refined products. Solar, the growing shield. Fortunately, Africa is already building its defense. In 2025, the continent added a record 4.5 gigawatts of new solar photovoltaic (PV) capacity, a 54% increase year-on-year, according to the Global Solar Council. This was the fastest annual growth on record. South Africa led with about 1.6 gigawatts added. Nigeria followed strongly with 803 megawatts. Other notable contributors included Egypt, 500 megawatts, Algeria, 400 megawatts, and growing installations in Ghana, Zambia, Morocco, and Tunisia. Distributed solar, rooftop, commercial, and mini-grids now makes up a significant share of new capacity, driven by households and businesses seeking reliable, cheaper power amid unreliable grids and rising diesel costs. Solar payback periods against diesel are shrinking dramatically. In many parts of Nigeria and East Africa, a modest solar setup can recover its cost in as little as 6 to 12 months. Compared to ongoing diesel expenses, especially as panel prices have fallen and battery storage costs continue to decline, Gulf investors, traditionally tied to oil, are increasingly directing capital into African renewables, with over $100 billion already committed in recent years. The current crisis is likely to accelerate this shift. Why this crisis can be a turning point? Higher fuel prices do two things simultaneously. They increase the immediate pain of fossil fuel dependence. They improve the relative economics of solar, wind, and hybrid systems. Solar has zero fuel cost once installed. Combined with falling battery prices, it offers predictable, long-term energy costs, a major advantage for manufacturers, farmers, schools, and clinics that currently lose money or productivity to power outages and expensive diesel. Countries like Kenya, with strong geothermal and solar, Morocco, concentrated solar, and Namibia, green hydrogen pilots, are showing what is possible when policy, private investment, and local needs align. What needs to happen now? To turn this crisis into lasting resilience, African governments, businesses, and investors should prioritize fast-track distributed solar and mini-grids, especially for businesses and communities currently reliant on diesel generators. Simplify regulations and financing for rooftop and commercial solar to unlock faster private sector deployment. Integrate storage. Cheap batteries make solar reliable around the clock and even more competitive. Leverage AFCFTA for cross-border trade in solar components, expertise, and eventually clean energy itself. Targeted incentives, such as tax breaks for solar imports, installations, or results-based financing that rewards actual megawatts delivered to users. The good news: Africa has abundant sunshine, among the best solar resources globally, and a young population eager for affordable, modern energy. The road ahead. The Iran conflict will eventually ease, but the lessons should remain, External shocks will keep coming as long as energy security is outsourced. By accelerating solar and clean energy now, Africa can reduce vulnerability, lower long-term costs for citizens and businesses, create jobs in installation and maintenance, and position the continent as a leader in the global energy transition. Africa Today will continue following this story, tracking new solar projects, cost comparisons, and policy moves that actually deliver power to people. What's your view? Are you or your business already switching to solar amid rising fuel costs? Share your experience from Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, or elsewhere. The most practical insights will be highlighted in our next briefing. Sources: Global Solar Council Reports, 2025-2026 Data, Reuters, Local Market Updates on Fuel Pricing, March 2026, and Industry Analyses on Solar versus Diesel Economics. Energy markets and prices evolve quickly. Check africa.ng for updates. Was this article helpful? Yes, 0. Get real-time update about this post category directly on your device. Subscribe now. Subscribe. Share this. Share on Facebook, opens in new window. Facebook Share on X, opens in new window, X-related.